He is dull, heavy, lumpy, all but dead. By Charles Spurgeon. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken me in your way. Psalm 119, verse 37. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity. There are diverse kinds of vanity. The cap and bells of the fool, the mirth of the world, the dance and the cup of the dissolute. All these we know to be vanities. They wear their proper name and title upon their forefront. Far from treacherous are those equally vain things, the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches. A man may follow vanity as truly in his business as in the theater. If he is spending his life in amassing wealth, he passes his days in a vain show. Unless we follow Christ and make our God the great object of life, we only differ in appearance from the most frivolous. It is clear that there is much need of the first prayer of our text. Quicken me in your way. The psalmist confesses that he is dull, heavy, lumpy, all but dead. Perhaps, dear reader, you feel the same. We are so sluggish that the best motives cannot quicken us, apart from the Lord Himself. What? Will not hell quicken me? Shall I think of sinners perishing and yet not be awakened? Will not heaven quicken me? Can I think of the glory that awaits the righteous and yet be cold? Will not death quicken me? Can I think of dying and standing before my God and yet be slothful in my Master's service? Will not Christ's love constrain me? Can I think of His dear wounds? Can I sit at the foot of His cross and not be stirred with fervency and zeal? It seems so. No mere consideration can quicken us to zeal, but God Himself must do it. Hence the cry, "Quicken me." The psalmist breathes out his whole soul in vehement pleadings. His body and his soul unite in prayer. "Turn away my eyes," says the body. "Quicken me," cries the soul. This is a fit prayer for every day. O Lord, hear it in my case this day. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.